Test 1. Listening Part 1. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your textbook. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on the answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your textbook and will be spoken only one time. Look at the picture marked 1 in your textbook.
What is the lady holding?
A. She's holding some sheets and blankets. B. She's folding paper. C. She's holding a sheet of paper. D. She's holding up the meeting. Look at the picture marked 2 in your textbook.
Where are the customers?
A. The customers are at the checkout. B. The customers are checking in their bags. C. The customers are waiting in line for the sales. D. The customers are at the supermarket entrance. Look at mark 3 in your textbook.
What are the people doing?
A. They're visiting the station. B. They're buying tickets from the ticket booths. C. They're doing traffic surveys. D. They're issuing tickets to travelers. Look at the picture mark number 4 in your textbook.
Where are the boats?
A. They're out at sea. B. They're crossing the channel. C. They're in the harbor. D. They're on a boating lake. Look at the picture mark number 5 in your textbook.
What are the students looking at?
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're looking up to their teachers. C. They're posting letters. D. They're consulting their emails. Look at the picture mark number 6 in your textbook.
What is the lady having done?
A. She's having her nails clipped. B. She's getting her hair trimmed. C. She's shaving her hair. D. She's keeping trim. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your textbook.
What's the expression on the teacher's face?
A. She is smiling at her students. B. She's shocked by her students. C. She's an optimist. D. She's frowning at her students. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your textbook.
Where are the pigeons?
A. They're in the middle of the square. B. They're in the middle of nowhere. C. They're in a central region. D. They're on the top of the spire. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your textbook.
What is the lady doing?
A. She's swimming in the waves. B. She's looking for whales. C. She's tasting seafood. D. She's paddling in the sea. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your textbook.
What are the passengers doing?
A. They're getting on the bus. B. They're waiting at the bus depot. C. They're traveling to the bus terminal. D. They're getting off the bus. Part 2. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your textbook and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
Question 11. It looks as though it might rain.
A. I bought my umbrella at the new department store. B. Yes, it looks nice. C. I hope not. We were planning a barbecue.
Question 12. Do you like garlic?
A. Yes, if there's not too much of it. B. No, I don't like dogs to lick my face. See, yes, he's a very pleasant man.
Question 13. Does the hotel have air conditioning?
A. If you use conditioner, your hair will shine. B. No, it's a budget hotel. C. The hotel is just after the main roundabout.
Question 14. Where is Emma's office?
A. Emma is attending a product launch. B. The office is spacious and very modern. C. It's at the end of the corridor, next to the cloakroom.
Question 15. Do you think we could cut the last point on the agenda?
A. Yes, probably. It's not an urgent matter. B. Yes, I'll get some scissors. C. No, I don't have the agenda with me, I'm afraid.
Question 16. Will Miranda be offended if we don't ask her along?
A. She might be. We should ask her. B. I don't think she's guilty of the offense. C. Miranda isn't fond of long meetings.
Question 17. Whose car keys are these?
A. Jeremy is keying in the data. B. They must be Mr. Carmichael's. C. Nobody has left any car keys.
Question 18. Why are there three copies of the invoice?
A. Her voice is very difficult to imitate. B. We copied it from our competitors. C. We like to give a copy to the clients and then keep a couple.
Question 19. What do you usually do for lunch?
A. Well, we often eat at the staff canteen. B. I'm making beef stew today. C. Lunch is at 12:30.
Question 20. Has anyone seen Vincent?
A. He often visits his parents. B. No, at least not for a while. C. Vincent wouldn't make a scene.
Question 21. I'm getting tired of always using the same material.
A. We could look for some new stuff. B. The material is checked. C. You should get more rest.
Question 22. Are dogs allowed in the building?
A. Only if they're on a leash. B. The dog always barks really loudly. C. They're building new kennels.
Question 23. When is Janice Richards supposed to be arriving?
A. Yes, I suppose so. B. She's due at about 4. C. Janice is traveling by train.
Question 24. Did you know Henry had retired?
A. Yes, Mark told me. B. I thought he looked pale. C. Yes, I knew Henry well.
Question 25. What's the new manager like?
A. He likes punctuality and precision. B. He's been here for 2 weeks. C. Difficult to say. He seems very fair.
Question 26. Could you possibly lend me your stapler?
A. Go ahead, it's in the drawer. B. Thank you, that's very kind. C. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Question 27. We need to get the order out by tomorrow.
A. It's been out of order for ages. B. That shouldn't be a problem. C. I ordered steak with salad.
Question 28. How do I get to Marsden?
A. The best way is to take the Arden route. B. I get them at the supermarket. C. I'll call him for you.
Question 29. Could you provide me with a character reference for my job application?
A. The reference number is AV450. B. Who are you referring to? C. Of course, I'd be very happy to.
Question 30. Do you have any ideas for improvements?
A. Yes, it would be an improvement. B. Well, more recent computers and a printer would be nice. C. The idea was an original one.
Question 31. Who are your main competitors?
A. The Swedish group SGC are our main rivals. B. No one knows who will be competing. C. The competitors are in the main building.
Question 32. What time does boarding commence?
A. The board meeting is at 10:15. B. According to my watch, it's 3:15. C. Boarding should begin shortly.
Question 33. Do we have a chance of winning the prize?
A. The prize is a trip to New York. B. She's very lucky to have won the prize. C. Not really, but entering has been a good experience for us.
Question 34. Will you tell the buyers about the new budget restrictions?
A. Yes, I agree the restrictions are severe. B. Okay, I'll tell them at tonight's meeting. C. We should make further cuts.
Question 35. Who is dealing with package design for the new perfume?
A. I don't like the fragrance very much. B. Anne and Simon have been entrusted with it. C. It's a pink flower with several raindrops.
Question 36. What's Kevin's surname?
A. I'm not sure, but Julie will know. B. He always got called Freckles at school. Why? C. His middle name is Lionel.
Question 37. Do you think that could be a mistake?
A. Possibly. The figures do look very high. B. I took Miss Frampton to the station. C. There's a Miss Thwaite in accounts.
Question 38. When's the photocopier going to be delivered?
A. We'll put it in the corridor. B. We don't have a photocopier. C. The beginning of next week, apparently.
Question 39. What's on at the multiplex?
A. It's a special kind of glass. B. There's an aerial on the roof. C. I can check the program for you if you like.
Question 40. Do you know if Greg is over the flu?
A. No, I've been meaning to call him. B. Greg's office is over there. C. The doctor is coming over.